Ars Electronica, 2006. Simplicity, the art of complexity.
Good afternoon. I used to always change my materials for discussion, and for this time, originally I thought maybe it's a good idea to elaborate more about the house I designed in Beijing, as John has shown earlier. But recently, I'm too obsessed about things personal. So today, I think I'll spend more time about my home instead of the house. So today, I really want to focus simplicity and complexity in terms of space and time, which to me is always the center of my attention. I'm from Hong Kong. I always tell people that I'm totally 100%. I was born there. Work there, study there, and teach there, and now I have my practice there. But about half of my time I was not in Hong Kong, so it's floating around all the time. So to me, the desire for simplicity, that I never argue about the world is always chaos and instability. I always say the mentality of Hong Kong people when we address situation is we simply accept, let's argue, and then see what we can do out of this. So this is our mentality of life. We have too many dreams about in the air about what is meant by a perfect home, but most of the people are in such an environment. In the last 2 years, last 2 days, we have spent a lot of time discussing about how small our apartments is. And to me, I think it's not a local context. We are not talking about just in Asia or anything. I think it's a global scenario that we are living in a smaller and smaller place. To me, this is maybe a new lifestyle. When you walk around the bookstore now, you will find a lot of books about small places, more and more books about tiny homes. Even a book about houses, which are under 100 square meter. So, and recently, when I was in Madrid, I'm told that the city government is promoting the proper housing of 30 square meter. So, of course, there's a big debate there. And then recently, I read articles about homes in Paris and London, about these tiny, tiny compact homes. So, I think this issue is universal. In such scenarios, I think it's better to be more down to earth. Quite a number of people's homes are like this. This is a typical home in Tokyo, but this is a similar home, but it's the home belonged to my friend in Delft in Holland. They're not too quite different. We have to learn the techniques of piling up all the time and to walk within your home without the floor. So to me, the essence is how to be smarter. Do we have to really put the bed out of the luggage or to do everything multi-purpose? And we are all nomads. This is I like a lot. So everything is really could be mobile. One of the main ideas to me is in response to how I address chaos and instability, is always changing, always moving. I think we cannot escape this, really. But just try how to be more adaptive to change. Maybe a home could be tripled easily in seconds. Or how to make many ways about the same intention or same thing. So like this morning, we have a big argument about what is right or wrong. So to me, there's good thing about the world now is there's more than one way to do the same thing because of that explosion of information and possibilities. It's chaotic on one side, but on the other hand, it gives you many paths for different people instead of just one rigid answer and question. So we could have a... You're not near a beach, but you could create your own. Which is big enough for a family, or at the end, to me, simplicity and complexity are or the issues related to this, to me, I want to sum it up in terms of the phrase smart use of resources. Because I think we as human beings are finite in some sense. I recently hate a phrase when we discuss with our friends. They keep on saying, "Oh, I met you last year," so that means 1 year is really short. So I don't know how many "I met you last year" we could have. So for me, resources means space, time, budget, materials, and workmanship. You could squeeze many things in your tiny space. This is a minibar in Hotel Delano in Miami. Sorry that I will use a lot of analogies in hotels because John really correct in saying me I'm a total maniac about hotels. To me, hotels is home, really. Okay. So I would like to illustrate my way of doing addressing simplicity using 4 domestic projects. And 3 of them are really, really tiny. My home, which is 32 square meters, and a vacation house in Moscow, which is 40 square meters, and then a home for many people, especially old men, in Hong Kong, which is, I'm not joking, it's about 2 square meters. And then one house in Beijing, which is a luxury, which is 250. This is really personal. These are the keys I got. I don't know what they are for and where, for what purpose. So my life is really complex. And this is my strategy. I call it the 4C. To have change, to have choice, connectivity, and also coexistence. This is my 4 ways of dealing with complexity. The first project is Cageman. Maybe you have heard a lot about the Capsule Hotel in Japan, but maybe you haven't heard too much about the Cageman in Hong Kong. So I, during the Biennale in Venice in 2000, I used this as a topic for my installation. And the idea of the Cageman is in the just urban area of Hong Kong. Within a very typical apartment, there's like tens of cages. So for rental, usually the tenants are the old people who are funny enough, they want to be together. So this apartment is all about old people, like an elderly home, you could say. But the space each person got is a cage, which is the size of a single bed, 2 meter by 1 meter and 1.2 meter tall. So the thing is, the guy will put everything, all his personal belongings, including himself, and lock up within the cage. And this is nothing joking. It's some of the cage could be the home for some people for more than 10 years. During that installation, what I found most surprising is when I discovered the rent is actually not too cheap. It's about 80 euro per month. 80 euro per month, yeah. So it's in Hong Kong, actually, alternative, you could rent in a room easily. But the main reason why they want to be here is they want to have together, like a community. So in Venice, we try to install a 32-cage hotel, you could say. So within the size of 4 meter by 3 meter by 4 meter, you got 32 rooms. Okay, the second project, which is a lot bigger, is my home. This is almost like my lifelong project because I'm still experimenting with my home. A little bit embarrassed that I'll show you everything about what I got. So the story begins with 30 years ago. My Italian friend in Hong Kong says it's a Napoli in Hong Kong. So that's my place. And 30 years ago is a rented home. Which is actually a home belongs to my whole family. So my father, my mother, and I have 3 younger sisters. So including me, 6 of us in this 32 square meter space. Actually, this is a very typical, could be easier a standard hotel room, 4 meter by 8 meter. So inside, I don't mean it's spectacular because I think during that time, a lot of people in Hong Kong have apartments like this. Of a tiny area, but with many rooms. Here, we got 3 rooms. This room is This room is for my parents, and this room is for my three younger sisters. And unfortunately, this is not my room. It's the room my mother sublet to somebody to earn more money. So actually, I don't have a room. So I have to stay in the living room. And this table is totally multi-purpose. So the table is used for eating, for working, for doing some light industry, because my mother brings some like plastic assembly, and we all have to do it during our childhood. So this everything is multi-purpose. So I think I learned to adapt to change when I was right at childhood. And that's the reason, maybe, most likely, why I study architecture. And you could imagine how complicated my life is at that time as a kid, because my whole life pattern, daily pattern, is linked to my parents, my family members. So I have to wait for all of them to go to bed before I can, and so on and so forth. So it's extremely complicated. But we never argue, so we just try to adapt again. And I developed a hobby of course, staying very late at night, which may be good to study architecture afterwards. So 18 years ago, finally, my parents moved to a better place, and my mother suggested me to buy the apartment. So I'm quite lazy. I always suggest by somebody else. So now becomes, at that time, 18 years ago, becomes my own apartment. When I just graduate, so I don't have resources to do any renovation. So it's an exercise in reorganizing, restructuring the existing furniture, so that in such a way that the home look bigger. So you have to pass through the apartment like a little labyrinth. Yeah, so it's a little spatial exercise without any means. And 8 years ago, finally I'm able in the same place, a little bit depressing. I'm still in the same place. And finally, I'm able to renovate the home. And this is the existing situation now, that this is the main entrance. You must pass through my kitchen before you go to anywhere else. And on the left-hand side is the bathroom, which is bigger than most luxury apartments in Hong Kong. And the rest is one open space, which is totally flexible. Everything is on the side, covered by curtains. And this is a little study of the same place. Right from beginning 30 years ago. So the space is right-hand side bottom, kitchen, and the left bathroom, and then the studio space in the remaining area. So the tricks of the curtain is, if I open the curtain on the left, which have a desk inside, so the main space become my study room. If I open the curtain of the wardrobe, this whole space become my changing room, which I'm sure, again, the changing room is bigger than most apartments in Hong Kong. And if I open the curtain of the audiovisual equipment, the same space now become my cinema. So actually, all the time, I only have one space. Not too big, but according to different programs, different intentions, I have the different scenarios. So that's the photo showing the kitchen, entrance kitchen. I have to admit, I seldom cook, so I'm satisfied with a big refrigerator. And this is the entire space I got. And everything is on the side and closed by curtains. The curtain is not for aesthetic reason, but really practically to hide away the messy stuff. The space is limited, but I got more than 5 systems of lighting. So it depends what purpose and who is coming. I create different scenarios. That's all I could say now. And the idea of sofa bed is actually very interesting. It doesn't mean when you have friends, they want the sofa. When you're alone, you have the bed. Actually, it's not. I have 10 friends all sitting on the bed, of course, like a day bed. And this on the other side, actually the only window I got. Now it's like this, 3 months ago, about. Originally, I got the harbor view. Now I don't even have a sky view, because the typical building in Hong Kong now is 70 stories. It's like a rear window scenario, which I like a lot. But alternatively, this window become my virtual window, the movies or the computer. And everything is more than one purpose. Like the screen of for the movie is actually the curtain for my window. It sounds not too complicated, I hope. So you adjust the screen for the aperture of the window. Yeah. So I don't need a curtain. I just use the screen for the question. So the mess behind, and then you could cover it by the curtains, and the space so small that my toilet is actually next to the sofa. So the toilet is the extra seat when I have too many friends. And I always, maybe a bit optimistic, because of the tight space, actually got a lot of advantage, like I could watch a movie from the bathroom. And so on and so forth. And then I'm lazy, so without walking too much, I could be able to access everything. So I'm really obsessed with tight space. You know. And then this story continues because suddenly, recently, I have a desire to change again. It will finish, I think, early next year. The main idea is to make the home even more empty for other functions. So I want to squeeze everything on the side to the optimum. So again, the story of the study. The main idea is to make the space more empty. So this is the most recent scenarios. Imagine it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Now I have a Murphy bed, which folds up into the wall and facing the kitchen here. And then the orange thing is actually the shelf with the TV. So it's 7 o'clock, I wake up and watch a little bit of news. And then at 8 o'clock, I prepare my breakfast. And then I slide the shelf, which is hung on the ceiling, and sit on four wheels. Oh, sorry. That slides to the bed, so I revealed my kitchen. And then the other side of the shelf is actually the shelf for the kitchen. Yeah. It's quite simple. And then at 9 o'clock, I change my clothes. So this slides again, and this place becomes my walk-in closet. And then in the evening when I'm back, okay, by the way, oh, this is my bathtub. It's sit right in the middle of the apartment. And I do a little research that I spend about half a day only, every day, before I go to bed, I use the bathtub. But that means for the other 23 and a half hours, it's not usable. That space above the bathtub. So I decide to... Where's the arrow? Decide to put two shelves on top of the bathtub containing my DVD, my CD, my clothes, and which could again slide along to the other side of the apartment so that revealing the bathtub. Yeah. And then, Paolo, I also have the Swiss Army, but this time it's for the table. So I have to swing out, become the dining table next to my kitchen. And then at 9 o'clock, maybe watch a movie. And at 10 o'clock, do a little bit of work here, swing back the Swiss Army. And then at 11, maybe close the curtain and open the full height door so that this space becomes the balcony. And then at midnight, I go to bed again. So the whole idea, and okay, since this gray area is empty all the time, or could be empty, so I could think of other functions like a cinema for 8 people together, or a terrace for my friends, or even a guest room. Because the space above the bathtub contains also a single bed, which is folded down to the wall. And within the tiny space, we got a separate access to the toilet, so no problem this time. And since it's empty, I want a hammock this time. And maybe also yoga. And so on and so forth. So I'm really into this project, so all are welcome if you come to Hong Kong next year. My housewarming party will be non-stop. Okay, I have to do quickly. Next is that luxury apartment, which is 250 square meter, relatively speaking, and it's called Suitcase House. And actually, it's sitting right next to the Great Wall of China at Badaling, 1 hour from Beijing. And it's a kind of collaboration of 12 Asian architects, each doing one house. Oh, my house is sit at the entrance, so this is the house there. And this big space is the clubhouse, Korean designed by Korean architect Sun Ho Sang. And this the journey within 1 hour, and now it's built already. So next month will be 4th anniversary. And I'm really lucky that this is actually, on the other hand, quite embarrassing. This, after working for almost 20 years, this is the first house built. after 20 years. And but on the other hand, it's lucky because I'm totally given a free hand. Because right at the beginning, the client just gave two requirements. A house with at least 4 rooms, and then try to maximize the use of local furniture and materials. All the rest are totally open. So as you could imagine, this is like a dream project to test on your ideas. So to me, what is the maximum flexibility? What is maximum change? Connectivity and coexistence. So actually, it turned out to be almost like a gut reaction without any time to explore. I have a chat with my colleague in one afternoon, and we already come up with a scheme, which is a simple floor with 50 floor panels that hide everything underneath within a 1 meter deep space. All the floor panels are assisted by pneumatic brackets from Germany. So you pull up a little bit and it goes by itself. So like a boat, nothing is really sophisticated. The main sophistication is underneath. It's like a pencil box with 50 compartments containing the bathroom, bedroom, kitchen, everything you need. And as a result, this is the plan I like most. The house could be empty when you close all the floor panels. And this is a section showing the 1 meter space, you see? Everything is below the floor, 1 meter. So it's built about 4 years ago. It's a house, but my friend, the daughter of my friend said it's like a train and so on and so forth. So it's a lot of analogy related to it. So it's a wheel inside when the floor panels start to pop up. And this, the camera is from the same angle, but you can see all the transformation possible. Yeah, actually, it's mathematically, the permutation is endless. Okay, when some is open, the one in the foreground is the music chamber, we call it, because there's a hi-fi system below. And there's one floor panel when you open, actually, there's another story below, which is contain a sauna. And this is the biggest floor panel which contains the kitchen. So to me, it's perfectly related to my personal life because I'm really lazy and hate cooking. So this may be a perfect home because after cooking and eating, you simply close it and leave it for tomorrow. No need to do anything. And then when you are inside the kitchen, actually the space is quite tall, 4 meters high. Not too small, actually. And this assemble a bedroom situation with the ensuite bathroom. And at the far end, you see the bed, which is, again, the floor panel pop-up with the timber materials outside and the velvet inside. So it actually resembles a coffin. But the difference is this time it's a double bed coffin, so you could experience with your partner what will it like inside a coffin. Yeah, that's a coffin, clearly. Yeah. Surprisingly, now it's actually a hotel run by Kempinski, and I never received complaints from the guests, so maybe they all love to lie down inside a coffin when still alive. So the other place is the bathroom, which is quite obvious. When you go down 1 meter, you got the bathroom, and the trick is the floor now become the wall. So the wall contains the stuff like mirrors and shelves and so on. And the funny thing is, when you are inside, the original floor now becomes the table. So everything is more than one meaning. So the daughters of my friend play around with the bathroom. So you see the floor now become on the table level. And one floor is totally glazed when you open up. We call it meditation chamber. And at night, the house becomes totally surreal. It doesn't look like anything. This looks like a dining room when you open the wall. And this is really surreal. It doesn't look like anything. It doesn't look like a house at all. But the funny thing is, because it doesn't look like a house, it could be anything. So actually, at the end, the hotel general manager told me that they use the space for dancing. Because it's all timber and all empty. And also, they are planning to do yoga class there. So the house is totally beyond habitation. So what I always try to convince is, yes, it's a very experimental house, but at the same time, I want to convince it's also practical. Because once you got a 250-meter space, but actually you feel you got much bigger because of this transformation. So this scenario when actually nothing won't be happen when everything is open. They're all my colleagues. We have a company holiday a few years ago, and we try to play around with the house, hide and seek. And of course, we have a stair to the roof. That is another 200 square meter space, which is empty. The house doesn't look like a house anymore. Now it become more like a train track for train spotting. Yeah, and this is in winter. And this is a hypothetical scenario when the suitcase house is powered up to become a high-rise suitcase house. You couldn't imagine now, because in China, everything is so crazy. Maybe one day you will see a building like this, I hope. And the last project is I got a project last year in Moscow to do a vacation house, again, 1 hour from the city. It's a boat house where it sits right next to a lake. It's in winter, so you don't see a lake. 1 hour from the city, and supposedly you just stay in the vacation house for one overnight, and then you go to the boat. So the program is pretty simple, and the site is, again, similarly like to the one in Beijing, magical, like a narrow strip of land surrounded by water. And it's sort of like the Beijing project also, each architect doing one house. And there's a site in summer last year. Some are actually built already. It's like almost like a school project. The volume is fixed, but each person is doing their own idea. And there's the roof. The house is 5 meter by 8 meter and 60 meter tall. So this is not my house, it's my neighbor. And this is our house. So after the Beijing project, we have always a temptation to do something less complicated. So to us, this is less complicated. I don't know whether you agree or not. So the idea is, after the Beijing house, we love the train. So this is quite literally transformed from the train. So that's why we call it domestic express. So in this house, all the furniture are on the wheels, on tracks, so that you can move everything inside and outside the house, including the screen wall. So that's the plan. I won't explain in detail. So you see the main idea is the transformation. The furniture, the side wall are all moving. And I would like to sum up by a little video. I want to move everything mobile on the tracks, including the bathtub. So the bathtub could be indoor and outdoor. And I have a dream idea to move the bathtub even further into the lake. So the bathtub will be equipped with a motor so that you could go to the other side of the lake while bathing. But I know it's crazy, so I keep this as a secret. And then at suitable time, I'll explain to my client. You don't need to tell everything to a client at one time. So this is what I learned. So I hope all this project illustrate the idea about how we manipulate limited resources, including time and space. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. We have time for one question before the break for Gary. Anyone got a question for Gary? Question? One T-shirt? Oh, question over there. Good. Hey, all right. Good job.
Yeah, can I get the T-shirt, please? I was just wondering, how does it look in practice? How long do you need to reset this room during one period of 12 hours?
At the house in Beijing?
At both.
At both, oh, okay. Okay, I think this is also, it's a very important issue because, yes, the house got a lot of possibilities and change. But it's like the house actually like a kind of product or machine. There's always a button called normal. So I don't mean you have to change every time you do things. There, if you stay there long enough, there must be a pattern that you normally use. So this is the usual way. And then only when you need to do a little transformation for a small change, then you do a little change, and when you have adjusted it, you need to do it right away. A bit of longer time, but it's, I think it's quite natural. It's proportional to the, your requirement, more often or less often. So I can imagine a more often change are easier. Yeah.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Now we have a break. Am I right? Break and come back in 15 minutes, please. Thank you.